In 2 weeks, Mark Mullen will be arraigned in the death of two pedestrians in Seattle's Wedgwood neighborhood. They were hit and killed by a pickup truck while crossing the street. A young mother and her two-week-old child were also in the street and remain in critical condition. On the other side of the tragedy is Mullen's family. Like thousands of other families, they struggle with a loved one's addiction. KUOW's Patricia Murphy profiles a mental health counselor who helps families cope.
Kari Merck works with families at Residence 12, an addiction treatment facility for women in Kirkland. She sees things very clearly when she hears about cases like the one involving Mark Mullen.
It's incredibly sad, but unfortunately, it happens a lot. You know, this is an area where we lose people all the time.
When Merck speaks of loss, she uses the term universally. Family members losing loved ones to addiction, both physically and spiritually, as well as losses like Judy and Dennis Schulte, the pedestrians who were killed in the street.
What everybody does in a chemically addicted family is we try to fix the problem and we try to rescue the person, and it doesn't work.
Sometimes that means enabling or providing the means to drink or use drugs. Sometimes it means keeping the addict secret or making excuses for their behavior. According to prosecutors, Mullen's blood alcohol level was almost three times the legal limit at the time of the crash. He had two previous DUIs. Merck says it's not uncommon for families to both live in fear of the consequences of the addiction while also feeling powerless over the behavior.
I don't have any control over the person's use. I don't have any control over their recovery either. But what I do have control of is myself. So it gets to that point where sometimes family is saying, we can't take the whole family down, because that's what's happening.
But there are things families can do.
You can set a boundary and you can detach yourself from the person, which doesn't mean cutting yourself off from them. It just means letting the person know, I want to support your healthy choices, but I can't support the unhealthy ones.
Merck suggests families join Al-Anon or some other support group to help get perspective. It's most important that family members be steadfast in their choice to stop enabling the addiction. She says waffling only shows the addict you're not serious. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.